BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Algerians protesting against the rule of President Abdelaziz Bouteflika have staged a massive demonstration in the capital, Algiers. Vast numbers of people chanting and waving the national flag filled the streets, bringing the city centre to a halt. There have been 2 weeks of protests across the country, prompted by the president's plan to seek a fifth term. The baby son of the British teenager Shamima Begum, who joined the Islamic State group, has died in Syria after a lung infection. The teenager attracted huge media attention when she and two school friends fled London to join IS in 2015. The longest blackout in living memory has left most Venezuelans without power for almost 24 hours. Shops, businesses and government offices remained closed across the country. A BBC correspondent in the capital, Caracas, has described the situation as chaotic. The latest official figures from the United States reveal 20,000 new jobs were created last month, far fewer than analysts had forecast. This is the lowest level of job creation since September 2017. Riot police in Turkey have fired tear gas and pepper spray at women who wanted to march through central Istanbul to mark International Women's Day. Officers pushed back a crowd of women trying to get onto the main pedestrianized shopping street. Rebels in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo have killed a ranger in the Virunga National Park. The authorities said ranger Freddy Mahamba Malero was killed on Thursday by suspected Mai Mai militiamen. A 12-year-old boy who started a petition to get heavy metal band Metallica to perform in New Zealand has been rewarded by the country's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern. When news of the concert was announced, William Bush was invited to its venue for an interview. He was stunned when Ms. Ardern turned up and presented him with two VIP tickets to the event. BBC News.